Welcome to season two of the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur Podcast, where we focus on building your business through tangible strategies and ideas, all through the lens of the Christian faith, leaning on God as our strength and guide as we learn, grow, and encourage each other. My name is Jen Kleiber, owner of the educational consulting company Pressing Onward, founder of the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur Community, and your host as we journey through this business-building life together. I feel like we just started this community and we're already moving on to our second round of podcasts. If you haven't checked out season one, we had some super informative, eye-opening, and just downright inspiring episodes. I found myself taking notes as I was interviewing them. We're going to have our act together a little bit better this go-round, and by the end of this month, we will have our website up with all of the show notes so that you can go back and get all of this goodness in writing. So this season, we have some amazing interviews already lined up, from people who have let God turn their own weakness into a business, to individualized time management plans that you get access to just downright funny interviews. The focus of our episodes for this season is starting and growing a business in the unknown. Seems appropriate, right? One of the main reasons that I started the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur Community was because the world seemed to be in chaos, and I was trying to learn how to not only run a business in normal times, but now doing it during a pandemic. My primary business is contracting with schools, so when schools shut down, I literally only had my faith. I knew that there had to be other people who found themselves in a similar situation. So moving forward several months, and I have been more than blessed by the wisdom and knowledge and the community of this group. So here we are in the fall of 2021, and unfortunately, things are still crazy. In fact, as I'm recording this, my son and I have just had our turn with COVID, and I've pretty much been totally out of commission for the past 2 weeks. But y'all, on a larger scale, the instability in our government, extreme weather that many of you are facing, inflation in prices, business models looking different. And of course, the ongoing pandemic has made for a very unstable environment to grow a business, at least for most of us. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to get some tangible strategies to help with this, but we are also going to dive into what it means to work out our faith in our business. So let's start here. How do we start or grow a business in unstable times? Well, first, it may seem obvious, but it has to be intentional. Seek the one who is always stable, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever, who is sovereign and in control, even when we don't feel like it, and who has you and your business in his hands. So what does this look like? A, spend time with him every morning. But Jen, I'm not a morning person, you say. If it is better for you to spend quality time with the Lord in the afternoon or evening, that's great. But you need to make part of your morning routine giving the day over to Him, listening to His guidance, and getting in the Word, if only for a moment. B, pray before decisions. The Bible says that if we ask for wisdom, He will give it. And if we seek Him, we will find Him. So make this your first response to decisions. C, listen to worship music. What? What does this have to do with my business? There are several ways to worship, and music is just one of them. But we are created to worship. So if we are not worshiping the Lord, we will start worship something else. And for many business owners, this can become our business. Start your day out with worship. Have it on while you're getting ready, driving to the office, getting the kids to school, going on your morning walk or run. Get your heart in a position to worship before you start working, and it will infiltrate the work you do as well. Okay, so number one, seek out the Lord who is always stable. Number two, have a plan, but be flexible. Flexibility and adaptability are the names of the game. However, it can be easy to float around waiting for more environmental stability. If you find yourself having trouble focusing, make a plan, even a short-term plan. But if it has to change, then it has to change. And those that are able to be flexible in the midst of change will be the ones to thrive. I think that if you talk to anyone who has been in business for 20 years or longer, they will tell you that the ability to recognize when a change or shift needs to happen and then make the needed shift is one of the key factors that keeps a business growing. We've just had a lifetime of change packed into 18 months. And then number three, find a community. Find a community of people who are going through a lot of the same challenges, who can encourage you and pray for you and even guide you into the next steps. You've heard me say it before. Find a mentor, find a coach, find people who can support you on your journey. There's a lot more that we could talk about, and we will. But for now, I just want to welcome you to season two of The Faith-Filled Entrepreneur. And if you haven't already joined our Facebook community, The Faith-Filled Entrepreneur, and follow us on Instagram at Jen_Kleiber. That's JENN_KLEIB as in boy, ER. And we'll see you next week on The Faith-Filled Entrepreneur podcast. Bye for now.